Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and today we're going to talk about reducing emotional stress by seeing life through a different perspective. I think all of us have experienced some type of emotional stress and breaking point where we just kind of couldn't go on. You know, it might be like deciding to quit your job or quit your marriage or go through like some deep dark hole where there's no end in sight. We've all been there. And the funny thing is, it's not that funny, but for a couple weeks, I was going through some severe lower back pain. And the last time I went through this type of pain was back in 2000 and 2003 when the first dot-com bubble was melting down. I was basically constantly in fear of losing my job because my firm was going through multiple rounds of layoffs. So it was only after reading Dr. Sarno's book, Healing Back Pain, did I become back pain free for 14 years until recently. And before then, you know, I was going through like on and off back pain for like 3 or 4 years. So what's the issue today? Well, it's simply adapting to the loss of 100% freedom. You know, for five and a half years since I left corporate America in 2012, I've basically been totally free. Never had an alarm, never had to do anything. Just very self-motivated. And I think people who have full-time jobs, let's say 12 hours a day, when they become parents, mother or father, actually find it to be a good trade to go from working full-time to taking care of your baby full-time, at least for the duration of the paternity leave. Now, some people never go back to work, and some people have the luxury of being full-time spouses. For me, I had the luxury of not having to do anything. And so I think the loss of freedom was something quite acute in my case. Being a new parent is quite exhilarating, yet it's also quite stressful because you've just never done it before. I'm used to knowing what I'm doing, and you can only learn through experience when it comes to parenthood. There really is no manual. I mean, I've read many, many books, like 3 books already, like really thick books on what to do during the pregnancy, what to do and expect for month 1, 2, 3, 4, and all that stuff. I've done it all. You trust me on that. And it still doesn't really allay my fears of being a bad father. And I think one of those fears is because, hey, my son could be under my watch and then something could happen and, you know, something bad could happen. And that's kind of like the worst nightmare. What else is bothering me? Let's see. I have over 1,400 posts and there's always some judgmental commenter that, you know, just leaves a turd and then just doesn't explain his or her perspective and then just leaves, right? And that's pretty annoying. I also get bombarded with endless requests over email. You know, I've set up this out of office, but I swear to God, like, either people don't read the out of office or they don't care. And they just keep on emailing over and over and over again. I've got a couple people, literally, they've emailed like 8 times asking something from me without trying to build a relationship or, you know, keep any kind of boundaries. So that's kind of frustrating. What else? Keeping up with a regular posting schedule on Financial Samurai. It's pretty tough. I would challenge any of you guys to give it a try, especially if you're a full-time parent. And finally, being the sole provider for my family. You know, I write, I do all the business development, I do this random podcast on occasion, and it can get there. It doesn't matter if you're financially independent, if you've got passive income. I guess there's something in me that just keeps the pressure going to continue. And I got to take a step back because it's not that healthy. So something had to give, and that was my back. And chronic pain is the mind's way of distracting us from emotional stress. So the good news is that I've recovered. I no longer have this excruciating lower back pain. I reread the book, Dr. Sarno's Healing Back Pain. And I also met someone new that kind of changed my perspective. So first of all, I wanted to let you know that roughly 15% of the world's population, or 1.2 billion people, have some sort of disability, and that number is expected to grow to 20% of the world's population. And disabilities range from seeing, hearing, movement, learning, neurological, and more. So don't assume that just because someone, quote, looks normal, they aren't dealing with some sort of impediment that makes keeping up or getting ahead a little bit more difficult than someone who doesn't have a disability. So Sonia, one of the girls I met at a foster home, has two visual impairments. One is called ocular albinism, and the other is called nystagmus. You can have one without the other, but oftentimes they go together, and oftentimes there's even more visual issues. So very briefly, ocular albinism is a genetic condition that reduces the pigmentation of the iris, which is the colored part of the eye, and the retina, which is the light-sensitive tissue at the back of the eye. So as a result, it's harder to see during bright lights and during transitions from outside to inside and vice versa. Nystagmus is a condition in which the eyes move in an involuntary and repetitive way. So sometimes the movement is slow and horizontal, sometimes it's fast-twitched and vertical. There's supposedly about 49 different subtypes of nystagmus with varying degrees of severity. As a result of these movements, basically, there's oftentimes reduced vision and depth perception issues. The good thing is that the condition tends to improve until about 8 or 10 years old, and then stabilizes for the remainder of the person's life. So due to these visual impairments, Sonia's best corrected visual acuity is about 20/200, which is the cutoff point for legal blindness. And I want people to realize that legal blindness doesn't mean that the person can't see. It just means that the visual acuity is 20/200 or worse. So, for example, even with glasses or contacts, Sonia can only see something clearly from 20 feet away that other people can see clearly from 200 feet away. So most people who are nearsighted or farsighted are able to correct their vision to 20/20 with glasses, contacts, or laser surgery. Those who are legally blind or who suffer from nystagmus or ocular albinism often cannot get to 20/20. There are those who do have 20/20, but oftentimes they cannot. So Sonia didn't say much to me about her family life or visual impairment at first, but she slowly opened up about how she was having a difficult time at school. She always sat in the front of the class, and even then, sometimes it was often hard to see what her teacher was writing. You know, school is hard enough for a normally sighted person, but for someone who has sometimes difficulty seeing, I mean, can you imagine trying to read or keep up with, like, you know, just like look at the squares, like the charts and graphs? You know, it's just tough. So I shared with her some of my difficulties I had in school and did my best to try to be encouraging. So despite her family situation and her visual impairment, Sonia showed me a can-do attitude that made me very, very proud. She mentioned she's had her share of bullies. She also told me wisely how she wasn't bothered or tried not to let them bother her because she knew the bullies were going through their own difficulties. You know, the sister of one of the bullies died in an accident a year ago. Another bully's father went to prison, and the kids found out and made fun of him. And this is kind of like a parallel to some of the nasty comments that I get on my site. It just seems like, you know, how you are as a person is reflected through your actions and through your words. And Sonia also mentioned that she's become an expert listener, as her hearing makes up for her vision loss. And I thought that was awesome. So she basically displayed the one trait I long to instill in my son, and that's empathy along with compassion. Empathy comes from understanding about other people's situations before making any judgment. And empathy allows people to listen and connect without making any judgment at all. And even if spite is hurled your way, the compassionate person is able to forgive and show kindness. The other trait Sonia possesses that I hope all of us embrace is an indomitable spirit. So no matter what our challenges are, we always will find a way to overcome. You know, whether it's trying to reach financial independence early or getting through middle school unscathed, it's all about believing you can gut it through. She basically said, look, what I see is all I know. Don't worry, I'll be fine. So Sonia reminded me that I took my good fortune for granted. You know, feeling stressed about losing my freedom was silly because I had freedom to give up. You know, what about all those who are stuck, toiling, unable to ever get out? Feeling the pressure of having to constantly write on Financial Samurai is basically self-induced pressure that's unnecessary. Taking several days off or a week off won't change a thing. You know, at the end of the day, most of the traffic comes from search anyway. And Sonia also reminded me that no matter what challenges my son faces in the future, he has two loving parents who will give all their time to help him lead a normal and happy life. She told me that all she's ever wanted was for her parents to stop fighting so that they could go to the park like her family's friends. And as a foster kid mentor, I hope to fill some of that gap. I know I can't, but I hope to. So we all go through emotional stress. Some of you will burn out, you know, do some crazy stuff. And I encourage all of you to take a good amount of time to feel angry and sorry for yourself. And then afterward, get up and see life through the perspective of others. You know, the more I digested Sonia's story and listened to other adults and parents who have kids with disabilities and their stories, it just made me really not take what I have for granted and really want to show some empathy and understand what other people go through. So I do hope all readers and listeners here embrace empathy in your day-to-day lives. You know, the next time someone doesn't look you in the eye when speaking, don't get annoyed. Maybe it's because they literally can't due to their nystagmus. The next time someone seems cold, don't feel insulted. It may be because they have a type of autism, which makes socializing a little more difficult for them. So I've got some changes on my mind that I want to implement. You know, besides being mindful about different perspectives and helping others who need help, you know, I plan to reduce stress further by being more stringent on the comment section, really not letting in those spiteful comments that add no value. Plan to aggressively filter my emails, and I plan to write freely without concern of judgment. I will remind myself that doing something is better than doing nothing at all, because the people who are judging are too afraid to create on their own. So if you click onto the post, I included a great, great TED Talk by Carolyn Casey, who might just very well be the adult version of Sonia. And I think you'll enjoy the clip because it talks about everything we talk about here, from believing in yourself, having the courage to do something new, finding a purpose, and helping others. I really urge everybody not to take what you have for granted, count your blessings, and see life through a different perspective. Share your thoughts and share what are some of the walls you face and successfully climbed over. And who have you met that has changed your perspective for the better? Thanks, everyone.